Inside Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, we got a show for you today. It is right now 2:08 p.m. on February the 2nd, and I'm going to tell you what, there's stuff happening down in Montgomery that's already blowing some people away. We'll talk about that in great detail, but right now, but I got to tell you, as I was going through all of this, as I was lining up the show for the day, and the theme of the show is certainly education-focused, and at the same time, I don't know how I came across it, but I hit a quote by General Patton, and I looked at this website that had a list of this person's favorite quotes from General Patton, and I thought, man, I got to ask, what if Patton was in charge of Alabama's education? Now, I don't know if you're tracking the full current dynamic brewing in Montgomery right now, but there is indeed a major fight brewing between the usual suspects of the Teachers Union, the School Board Association, and those who believe that Alabama must come into the 21st century and get our education out of last place. It's a battle, and it's going to be a battle for a while. You heard me right now. Alabama is dead last. Used to be a time when people could shrug their shoulders and just kind of nonchalantly say, well, thank goodness for Mississippi, because they always ranked below us, right? Not anymore. Alabama's last in the nation in education, dead last. And you know the old adage, continuing to do the same thing over and over again and expecting the same result is just the definition of insanity. We have got to move past the point that the teachers union just snaps their fingers and asks for more money. The legislature throws them a teacher pay raise and we hope for the best. It's about our kids, y'all, our children. And there's never been a more opportune time than right now when the state, flush with cash, but yet last in the rankings, and public sentiment is high for this, we have to act. This very week, there are members of the state legislature, Republicans, who say that they want to fix education, who will be confronted with the opportunities to do so. School choice is in the state house right now in a big way, but it's going to take more than just political will. It's going to take statesmen. It will take leadership. It will take a fight. So as I was pondering all of this, I also stumbled across a summary, like I said earlier, about what one person believes should be counted as the top quotes of General Patton. Well, stay with me here. Here's my point. What if those same quotes that took us to victory in the arena of warfare could be applied to changing the dynamic of our state education? Well, let me just run down a few of them. Here's the first one. Quote, if everyone's thinking alike, then somebody isn't thinking. I love that. I mean, listen, the next time someone tells you we're doing fine, we're going to put more money into it, it'll all work out. Just remind them that level of, you know, lack of creativity is the reason why we're dead last. There has to be a change in the dynamic. There has to be a means to educate our children without continually feeding the beast of the education system. If everyone is thinking alike, then somebody's not thinking. We have to get creative. Number two, I don't measure a man's success by how high he climbs, but how high he bounces when he hits the bottom. Well, Patton's right, and we are at the bottom right now. That's a given. Do we just lay there and wallow in our continual educational misery? If we do, then the many kids around the state whose parents cannot afford to move them to better opportunities will just continually be relegated to less than they deserve. Studies have proven that a quality education is one of the surest means to overcome a cycle of poverty. We have to bounce from the bottom, y'all. We cannot just wallow in it. Here's the next one. Quote, when there is fear of failure, there will be failure. Ah, so is it scary to do something new? Of course it is. There's never been success without risk. But when you're already last, there's nowhere to go but up. A few years ago, I was proud to stand among other legislators to face down the teachers union and pass the first ever forays into school choice. We also freed teachers from the burden of being forced to pay dues for an organization that held their profession down. We gave teachers an extra stipend for achieving a national certification. And the teachers union fought us every single step of the way, nasty and desperate. If legislators fear failure, then they will be in paralysis and nothing will happen except more failure. Here's the next one from Patton. Never tell people how to do things. Tell them what to do and they will surprise you with their ingenuity. Okay. Let's apply that to parents. What an amazing thought that we should trust parents. Wouldn't that be novel? Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer. Here's the funds you already pay into the system. How would you like those to be best applied for your child? Single moms, grandparents raising their kids, legal guardians trying their best to change the life of just one kid. The level of ingenuity they could express in the development of their child's education would astound the old school naysayers. Isn't it time that we gave them that right and trusted them to have a little ingenuity? Here's the next one from Patton. Quote, "Do not try to make circumstances fit your plans. Make plans that fit the circumstances." Ah, okay. Well, the circumstances we find ourselves in right now are the archetypical evidence of trying poorly over the years to react to form the perfect moment. It doesn't work that way. Strategy is the combination of planning and tactics and application of resources in such a way that the circumstances are driven by the plan, not the other way around. If we continue to sit idly by, hope for the best, and throw money at education in Alabama again, we'll only be staring at the perpetuation of our given circumstances. It is past time that we strategize a means of reaching the goal of quality education for every child that puts the child at the front of the plan and thereby changes the child's circumstances. Here's the next one. A good plan violently executed now is better than a perfect plan executed next week. Love that. I can already see the usual hand-wringing right now, Montgomery. I can hear the lamentations of the naysayers. We need to review this for a bit. Let's form a commission to study it. Let's take time to consider the alternatives. Well, I got news. The only way this thing gets done this session is if some backbone gets applied and the plan goes forward in lightning fashion. The longer they tarry over this, the less likely it is to happen. We require a quick level of execution in the claiming of the moral high ground, or the high ground will be lost and will remain in last place. And then coming down to the end of the list here, my favorite. Moral courage, quote, "Moral courage is the most valuable and usually the most absent characteristic in men." All right, here's my point. This is going to take some steel fiber in some legislators, many of whom have already become accustomed to taking campaign donations from the teachers union, despite the fact that the Republican Party in Alabama platforms urges them not to do so. You ask any of us who were there in the 2010 class of legislators, it was a daily fight. Listen, man, I got all the hate mail. They tried to dox me. They published my cell phone number in the AEA Journal and drew caricatures of me. People dropped off threatening letters in my home mailbox without a stamp on them, meaning they came to my house to drop them off. And I was not alone. And we won. And if you members of the 2018 class of the state legislature think for a minute that you're going to get a pass, you're wrong. You either take this stand now with all the moral courage that it's going to require, or they will know they can beat you up and take your lunch money anytime they want to. And the public will know it too. So can you imagine if General George Patton was around to take charge of education in Alabama? Well, maybe there's a few of Patton's troops in Montgomery. I hope so, because they're needed for such a time as this. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yowza! I'm telling you what. Every one of those quotes got me fired up. And you can apply those quotes in virtually every aspect of your life. But I'm saying right now, those things that I just read out, which I'm pretty sure I'm going to wind up publishing later, those things I just read out, those quotes from Patton, if those were applied to the fight to make education better in our state, we would be a different state. And we would not be ranked 50th in the nation, y'all. 52nd in math. How's that? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.